WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Days after Israeli airstrikes killed 7 aid workers in Gaza, President Biden spoke with Israel's prime minister and says an immediate ceasefire is essential.
President Biden was direct in his conversation with Prime Minister Netanyahu. Israel needs to take concrete steps to address civilian harm and humanitarian suffering, or the U.S. will reconsider its policy. National Security spokesman John Kirby.
If we don't see changes from their side, there'll have to be changes from our side, but I won't preview what that could look like.
Kirby said it's not just announcing steps and changes. Israel has to actually follow through, saying the U.S. wants to see movement within hours or days. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
Russia carried out deadly attacks in Ukraine today. It comes as NATO members gather in Brussels for the 75th commemoration of the alliance and pledged more funding for Ukraine's military. And spring and winter storms clashing in the Northeast, heavy snow in upper New England leading to more power outages across Maine and Vermont. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
Tuesday was a very busy day for the Sauk City Fire Department as they responded to one fire and two crashes within an hour. There were three incidents that happened back-to-back during Tuesday's storm. From slide-offs to fires and rollover crashes, severe weather in south-central Wisconsin caused dozens of crashes across several counties. The first incident was a car accident on Highway 78 in the town of Roxbury. A woman's car left the roadway and then hit a tree. As crews finished clearing that scene, they received reports of a school bus on its side. After responding to that accident, the night ended with a car fire. The town of Roxbury had a busy night, but with only minor injuries. While the Sauk City Fire Department is based in Sauk City, the department covers 180 square miles, helping out in both Dane and Columbia counties as well. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Spotty sprinkles are possible this afternoon as we stay stuck under mostly cloudy skies. Winds continue to be a bit feisty, gusting up to 25 miles per hour, but they'll ease by tomorrow. And guess what? The sunshine makes a return then. One call to Tax Solutions Now will solve all of your IRS problems. 1-800-281-8193. Currently, it's 42.
99.7 Max
FM. White knuckle. From hanging on too tight, clenched shut jaw. I've got another headache again tonight. Eyes on fire, and they burn from all the tears I've been crying, I've been crying, I've been dying over you. Tying knot in the rope, trying to hold, but there's nothing to grab, so I let go.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Finishing up the workday with a 50-minute music hour. It's Aaron. We'll get to Madonna. Bryan Adams coming up as well in the next 10 minutes. The Police now.
Max FM. Whoa!
Got to 80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM. FM Sports.
The Brewers have the day off today after their 7-3 setback to the Twins yesterday. They're off to a 4-1 start on the season. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. Newcomer Reese Hoskins says they're not going to win them all.
You win four out of the gate and you kind of get this feeling like, man, are we going to lose? Of course we're going to lose, right? It's a long season. It's a marathon. But yeah, we're playing good baseball. Obviously the one big inning that they had today, but you know, we put ourselves in a position late in the game with the lead, and you take your chances with our bullpen.
Brewers will open a three-game home series tomorrow night against the Mariners. In the majors this afternoon, Detroit knocked off the Mets 6-3 in the first of a twin bill. The Mets remain winless on the season at 0-5. Indiana State and Seton Hall will square off in the NIT Championship tonight in Indianapolis, and the Bucks have the day off today.
today following a second straight loss last night, 111-101 to Memphis. Bucks back home tomorrow night. They'll host Toronto. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. He is making a return to late night TV. We'll talk about this in 10 minutes. It's Max FM.
99.7 Max FM.
maximum music. Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. So he's making his first appearance back on The Tonight Show. Well, he's not going to be hosting it, but he'll be guest appearing on the show April 9th. So coming up, set the DVRs, Tuesday, April 9th, Conan O'Brien is going to be returning to The Tonight Show. And we know that, you know, it wasn't really a good separation between Conan O'Brien and NBC, but nonetheless, that guy's pretty funny. He had his own show on TBS for 11 seasons up until 2021. He's got a podcasting thing going on. I love Conan. I think he's one of the best. We need, like, you know, there's Kimmel, which is great, Fallon, and then we've got Colbert and maybe a couple others, but always worth staying up at least to watch or DVRing, you know. So mark your calendar, set your DVR for Tuesday, if you're a big Conan fan. Your forecast is on the way, and Genesis is up next on Max FM.
Don't let a few orange barrels and detour signs fool you. Baraboo is open for business. This is George Altoff from the Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce.
And I'm Seth Taff from Downtown Baraboo Incorporated.
We want you to know that the reconstruction of Highway 33 through Baraboo should not deter you from visiting.
That's right. Baraboo is open for business.
Just follow the detour signs.
They'll point you in the right direction.
Baraboo has so much to offer. Circus World, wineries, breweries, a world-class distillery, and a downtown that's right out of a Norman Rockwell painting. And there's always something fun going on.
Like our annual Fair on the Square, Saturday, May 11th. It'll bring 200 artists and crafters to downtown for a one-day bonanza.
And on Saturday, June 8th, we'll host our annual Big Top Parade, featuring beautiful circus wagons, marching bands, and enough clowns to fill up a school bus.
So, ignore those orange barrels and head to Baraboo for the day, or come for the weekend.
For more information, visit baraboo.com or downtownbaraboo.com.
For 40 years, Habitat for Humanity of Wisconsin River Area has been dedicated to serving our community by helping local people in need, and this year we are asking you to join us in our mission. This is John. Call me at 370-4985 for more information on how you can be part of our 40 for 40 volunteer challenge. It's a great way to meet new people, be a part of something big, and you might just have some fun too. See HFHWisconsinRiver.org to be part of our 40th anniversary celebration.
This Friday, it's a night of great piano music at the Legacy Dinner Theater in Wisconsin Dells as Brian Harris returns to the stage with his tribute to Elton John and Billy Joel. These two artists combined have sold over 450 million albums worldwide, and you'll hear all the hits from these two superstars in one spectacular show at the Legacy Dinner Theater this Friday night. With Brian's tribute to Elton John, you'll get spot-on vocals, wild costuming, and the endless energy that Elton John himself is known for. And as Billy Joel, Brian brings the incredible songwriting, vocals, and piano chops that has made the piano man legendary. You'll be singing along to your favorites all night long this Friday night at the Legacy Dinner Theater in Wisconsin Dells. And coming Saturday night, it's the most authentic tribute to ZZ Top, Eliminator. But hurry, tickets are going fast. Get yours now at LegacyDinnerTheater.com. That's LegacyDinnerTheater.com.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise.
Max FM weather sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy for tonight, a low in the upper 20s. Mostly sunny for tomorrow, warmer, highs to the upper 40s. And we'll continue to see warming Saturday, sunny in low 50s. Showers move into the area Sunday, high upper 40s. Rain still possible Sunday. Think you need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 42 right now.
99.7.
It's always the same, it's just a shame, that's all.
90s and more. 99.7 Max FM.
Hi there.
I'm gonna watch it grow in.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Just a dream.